But I got my brother to help me carry the load. Well, I've been feeling all alone in this world I bought. And I've been wrapped in imitations for the love I sought. Through the rising of the water and the nights of endless black, I know my sister's always got my back.
Too Much Rock Podcast number 479. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off on a slightly different note this week. That is the soulful sounds of Duran Jones and the Indications. The song is called Long Way Home, and it's the third single off the band's new album, American Love Call, which just came out last week, March 2nd, on Dead Oceans Records. That band based out of Bloomington, Indiana, a place near and dear to this Hoosier's heart. Lots of music for you this week, and most of it I think you're really going to enjoy. And what you don't, I'm sure you'll tell me about in comments and make me cry. Coming up first here, we have Fight Milk from London. The song is called Lucy.
She's got this gap between her teeth and starts all on a
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 479. Ending things off there with Eddie and the Hot Rods. The song is called Do Anything You Want to Do, and it was a single from 1977, also appeared on their second album. But I just picked that up on the Harmony in My Head UK Power Pop and New Wave 1977 and 1981 compilation. Came out last fall, November 2nd, on Cherry Red Records, that band based out of Essex there, and just a fantastic song. There's lots of things on that compilation that you're not going to hear anywhere else. That one, you are, but it is such a good song, I couldn't help but share it with you. That is from disc two of the compilation. You heard something from disc one last week, and next week you'll hear something from disc three, the final disc in the set. Definitely worth picking up, and it is so cheap. Before that, we heard from the Bralettes from Dallas. This song is called Scary Harry. It's on their album Cheers, which they put out themselves January 19th of this year. And then we started things off with Fight Milk from London. The track was called Lucy, and it was on the album Not With That Attitude. It came out late last year, November 2nd as well, on Reckless Yes Records. Somehow I missed that one, which is sad because I am a big fan of that band. And that is a very solid release. I think you're going to enjoy that one if you enjoy that song. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, you're here for music. Let's play some. This is Biss with the song Combination Rock.
I'm gonna feel it, we're living in sin.
Back to the Too Much Rock podcast. A little set there. Feels like 120 minutes. It's a Sunday night when I'm recording this, and that just feels like it should. We ended there with Woe Melodic. The song is called I Will Never Let You Down, and it's on the band's self-titled debut album. It came out February 1st on Where It's At, It's Where You Are Records. That's the project of Michael Wood, based out of London. Before that, we heard from Dear Boy, a band out of L.A. The song is called Anything at All, and it's on the Strawberry EP that they put out themselves on March 1st. And digital only, though I think the vinyl is coming April 1st, so keep an eye out for that if you like. And then we started things off with Biss. The song is called Combination Rock, and it's on the new album Slight Disconnects. They put that out themselves as well on February 15th of this year. That long-running Glasgow band, maybe not quite my high school days, but definitely the end of my college days. Mandarin is not so excitable as she used to be, and that album is a little more mature, and that is probably a good thing for a lot of people. The songs are definitely better, smarter, so give that one a listen if you're a fan of that band's classic sound. You're going to find some things on there that definitely harken back to it. That track there, a little more advanced. I kind of like it, so yay. I'm not usually one who's a big fan of progression, but there it is, and two thumbs up from this guy. Anyway, I'm out of time here. Let me wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 479. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. or find me on your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's some things coming up this week. Elvis Presley is playing at the Riot Room on the 4th. On the 6th, and the Kids are coming to the Riot Room. On the 9th, Dentists are coming back, playing at the Replay. On the 10th, Descendants are playing at Liberty Hall, and of course, that's with Ultimate Fake Book as well. On the 17th, Rat Boys are coming to town and playing at the White Schoolhouse out in Lawrence. And the next night, Leggy is coming back, playing at the White Schoolhouse as well. On the 19th, Dumb is playing at Sister Anne's, and I think that's with Salty, and that should be a really good show. On the 19th, Super Suckers are at Knuckleheads, and I think maybe Deco Auto is playing with that one, so that should be an interesting lineup. On the 23rd, Ashtray is playing at Farewell Transmission. On the 26th, Pixies Weezer show at Sprint Center. On the 30th, Hipshot Killer is playing at the Mini Bar, and I think that may be a release show. They've got a brand new album coming out, and there's a single out already. You can hunt the internet and find that one. Looking into April just a bit, Laura Jane Grace playing at the Riot Room on the 3rd. On the 6th, Duran Jones is coming to the Record Bar. Coat Hangers are coming back to the Record Bar on the 7th. And Swerve Driver at Liberty Hall on the 12th. Looking at the website, there's nothing new there. I've got maybe someday I'll post my thoughts on that Lucy Dacus show with, Illuminati Hotties, that's what it was, and Iris Elke. I wrote that one up, but never actually published it, so maybe I'll get around to that and give you something there to look for on the website. Mostly I've just been out of town working and not seeing rock at all, but don't worry, I'm still listening to it, still giving it to you every week. One track left for you here, it's by B.A. Johnston. It's on his new album, The Skid Is Hot Tonight. Hoping to get sued by Loverboy, I guess. The song is called Flintstone Vitamins and Jamesons, which sounds like an interesting combination. You'll find out why here shortly. It's on the on the label Transistor 66, came out on February 22nd. It is not my favorite B.A. Johnston album, but even my not favorite B.A. Johnston album is still a very good album. And the lyrics to this one, just wonderful. So here it is. This is B.A. Johnston, the song Flintstone Vitamins and Jamesons. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Ever since you left, I'm hanging on by a thread. I just can't seem to get out of this bed. I got the AC cranked. It's so cold in this room. It feels just like a refrigerator. There's a bottle of Jameson's. I keep it right by my head. I do a couple of shots and eat a Flintstone vitamin. 'Cause ever since you have left, my only friend, a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of Flintstone vitamins. I drink the whiskey to forget that you're gone, and in Flintstone vitamins for the strength to carry on. Fred and Wilma, Barney and Betty, their love it had problems, but their love it held steady. I can't seem to leave this cold dark room, I think 'cause the sheets still smell a bit like you. And ever since you have gone, my only friend, a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of Flintstone vitamins. I drink the whiskey to forget that you left, any Flintstone vitamins to keep away death. I should go to work, but I'll call in sick. I think they'll just stop giving me shifts. My bed's got a grip, it's got a kung fu vice, and the whiskey, it seems to go down so nice. And if I drink enough, I forget that you're gone, and I wake up again with all my clothes on. And ever since you have left, my only friend, a bottle of whiskey, a bottle of Flintstone vitamins. I drink the whiskey to forget that you're gone, and eat Flintstone vitamins for the strength to carry on. I eat Flintstone vitamins for the strength to carry on.